basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage at Chi High, where, again, it's been a very even contest, but Eau Claire North has distanced themselves from Chi High in the JV game on this Cardinal flight night, February 13th. So many young hoopsters in the house here tonight, and the Huskies lead it now 61-51 with just 30.9 seconds to go. Here on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our video producer Sam Aberle, Gavin Bovey, our radio producer back at our WOGO studio, as Chahai looking to get it in here. Again, it was 32-32 at the half, and there's a long three that hits the rim for Carter Bear, the junior. And then in the second half, actually the Huskies got a lead, but then Chahai had come from behind. It was very even, but then the Huskies outdistancing themselves, surging on to that 61-51 advantage. In our main event here tonight, it'll be 7-12 Eau Claire North against 4-15 Chippewa Falls into the latter part of the season now. Both teams are 3-8 in the conference. And Hudson is on top in the BRC at 10-1. River Falls at 9-2. New Richmond at 7-3. Menominee at 6-5. Eau Claire Memorial at 4-7. The Huskies and the Cardinals at 3-8. And then Rice Lake at 1-9. Final 20 seconds of this JV game, and then a long three coming up short for the Cardinals with the shot attempt by Brett Stokosa, the junior. And another timeout is called here in this JV game. So the waning moments of this one on WOGO Sports. We'll take a timeout ourselves. Back in a minute. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On Hayden slides it out to Munson, looking for another three.
Boom. Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Oh. And rebound, and it went in. The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
To serve again, Wirzgala Company.
The waiting moments of this JV game, and North looking like they were maybe going to try a little alley-oop there, as the Huskies in position to go for the victory. As best I can recall, I think the Cards did get a sweep, as I was talking with Tim Peterson earlier as well. We were both recalling that Chi-Hi JV and varsity had won back on January 9th at the Doghouse, with the Cards coming from behind in a 61-60 victory. But the JV falls here 63-51 in game one of two on this Friday evening, Valentine's Day Eve. So 63 51, Eau Claire North JV taking it to Chi High in this one tonight. Now, where have these teams been recently for visiting Eau Claire North? An overtime win last night over Menominee, 68-64. And when we talk to Logan Horn in the pregame, you'll hear him near the end of the conversation talk about, you know, hoping his guys still have the fresh and energetic legs despite that, not just playing last night, but going overtime in that contest against Menominee. Prior to that, though, they'd lost three in a row to New Richmond, 99-78, to Menominee, 56-54, a week ago tonight. And then on Tuesday night, losing to Holman, 82-75. Most recent win prior to last night, another conference win for North. They beat Rice Lake 67-60 back on January 30th. And they did beat Eau Claire Memorial as well for another conference win, downing the Abes 82-74 back on January 20th. They had lost to Rice Lake earlier when they faced them very early in the season on December 12th, 61-47. For the Cards, there are two conference wins coming over Rice Lake. Most recently, last Friday night here on WOGO in that doubleheader, game two, 77-68. Owen Munson's 35 in that one. Meanwhile, the Cards beating Rice Lake earlier and then also beating Eau Claire North for their third conference win, January 9th, 61-60 at the Doghouse. But it'll be interesting to see in terms of the defenses matchups in this contest tonight, because Owen Munson averaging more than 18 a game and dropping even bigger numbers than that lately. And so how to defend him, and we get some specifics from Logan Horn in that pregame conversation we'll hear shortly. And then Grant Von Hayden did an outstanding job on Tyler Barrows. Barrows averaging more than 16 a game, but stifled and held to just two, and Coach Horn crediting Von Hayden for that. And I know Coach Pruitt has talked as well in the past about earlier this season about the fine defender that he's got in Grant Von Hayden. Meanwhile, the Cars going to be some shorthanded tonight, as not one, not two, but three different players on the varsity roster not here. I mean, not in action. Kobe Twyman, I'm understanding, re-injured himself as the team, it sounds like, was at the Y on Sunday. And so Kobe is, I believe, not even here tonight. Also, Cale Dillenbeck is traveling and is not with the team. And Conrad Gebauer, concussion suffered in the last game, mild, but he'll be out tonight. So, again, the Cards somewhat shorthanded, not as many players out there as you're accustomed to seeing. And so they'll be tested, a different sort of starting lineup coming for Coach Jason Prue. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of two coaches' conversations. We'll hear from Logan Horn of the Huskies and later Jason Prue of the Cards. This is Chi High Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Cardinal Countdown on this Friday night, WOGO Sports, as it's Chihai hosting Eau Claire North, and Coach Logan Horn joins us now from the Eau Claire North Huskies. Coach, always a good one when these two get together.
For sure, yeah. We had a really fun battle last time, and Chippewa got a nice win against us, and hoping we can get back at their place here.
Latter part of the season now, working our way into mid-February, and so that the seeding meeting's going to come up, and really in the conference standings, you guys battling, trying to finish as high as you can.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we're starting to play some of our best defense that we've played throughout the year. Offense is still rolling pretty well, so hopefully we can play our best basketball late in the season.
Kind of looking at your schedule, some craziness where at one point it just worked out, I guess, where you guys got Hudson back-to-back.
Yeah.
Kind of just an odd scheduling peculiarity.
Yeah, a couple snowed out or colded out mm-hmm. games that have led to some really weird scheduling quirks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been an interesting year.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tyler Barrows, your leading scorer, averaging more than 16 a game. I think your lone scorer in double digits, yet against the Cards, probably one of his bigger subpar games. I'm sure he's going, I'm going to... it's a conference game, but show his better side tonight.
Yeah, Von Hayden did a really nice job on him last time, taking him out of his game. He's a really athletic, strong kid. Looking to do a couple different things to get him open. And we got to do a better job finding him in transition where he's at his best.
And so it was, the 9th of January. It could kind of sting still because, you guys had that. You had a good lead, and Shahai just the surge at the end, able to pull it out of the doghouse.
Yeah, I had a couple injuries to some of our key guys mm-hmm. in the first half. And, mm-hmm. The game was still in our hands, and we made a couple crucial mistakes with some turnovers, missed layups late. And hopefully we can play a complete game. Boys are probably going to be a little sore after last night's OT win against Menominee, but we're going to tough it out tonight. Hmm.
And then finally, in terms of defending the Cards, Munson, certainly the hot hand, had a huge night against Rice Lake here recently.
Yeah, he's an outstanding shooter. Finds a way to get to the paint really well and get to his floater. We're going to have our best defender on him this game. We didn't have him last time. We had him on Kalinske because he's so strong inside.
So which best defender are you talking about?
Zach Schimmann. Schimmann. So he's going to be on him tonight, and he's done a great job against the best player of everyone in the conference, and I expect the same tonight.
Coach, thanks so much for talking to us. Wish you the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's head coach Logan Horn of the Huskies. Here from Jason Pruitt of the Cards coming up on WOGO Sports. This is Chihai Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Cardinal Countdown on this Friday night. Chahai and Eau Claire North here on WOGO Sports on the radio and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Cards and Huskies, was a great time, great game the first time. I remember that, and certainly one of people that didn't see it. A great one to go watch on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Yeah, that was really exciting getting that win. That was that first conference win in a while. Then we followed it up with the Rice Lake one. But, yeah, that was a really good game. I was really proud of the way that Grant specifically held Barrows to 2 points. Again, that's going to be the key tonight is limiting him. He's a dynamic shooter, and we gotta slow him down, and Grant's the perfect guy to do that. And I hope Grant can repeat that performance that he had last time.
Yeah, the conversation we just had with Coach Horn, I mean, similar, giving some props that they're going to try some other things you'd maybe expect. See if they can get him free. Obviously, with Barrows averaging more than 16 a game. And meanwhile, it sounds like they're going to maybe last time around, Shipman was not on Munson as much, and maybe they'll focus on that a little more tonight.
So. Yeah. Been watching some film, and there's been some dynamic players in our league, and Shipman's usually the one that kind of face guards and takes them away. And that's what teams have been kind of doing to us now with Owen having some big games. He had 35-point game, 32-point game, and we kind of go as he goes. So just like they got some adjustments to get Barrows open, we have some adjustments to hopefully free up Owen to get going.
So you're not at full strength tonight. So kind of what's the injury situation?
Yeah, so Conrad got a concussion last game. It's mild, so we're hoping he can clear pretty quickly. But and Kobe's still out injured. So we're down a couple guys. But it just gives some more opportunities to some of the guys on the bench. And they're excited to kind of step up in that next role.
And just winding down from a conference situation, the seeding's not that far away, just over a week. I mean, you guys have the same record in conference. Huge game. It's on your home floor.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's Eau Claire North, Chippewa Falls, 15 minutes apart. That in itself is huge. It's the next game. It's a conference game. It's another opportunity for us. And then for seeding as well, we're kind of sitting in a place where if we get a couple wins under our belt, then we could put ourselves in good position seeding-wise, too, to either host a game or avoid that Tuesday game. So this is a big one tonight, and guys are ready to play.
Coach, we wish you the best, and hope to talk to you afterwards.
All right, sounds good.
All right, that's head coach Jason Prue getting closer to tip-off. Stick with us. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chahai Basketball. Back in 2 minutes.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit www.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On Hayden slides it out to Munson looking for another three.
Boom. Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Oh! Rebound, and it went in! The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, Mark Alverson, Janelle Coddington back, WOGO Sports. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Janelle, how about it? Cheyenne, Eau Claire North tonight.
I think that, you know, some of the things the coaches just talked about in that pregame interview are going to be, you know, essential for both squads. You look at some injuries and some guys out for Chippewa. We're going to see who's going to be the next guy up. And last time, you know, we were really able to limit Barrows, and we'll see what North has in store for that.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. We'll take our final timeout, then it's the starting lineups in basketball on this Cardinal flight night. Chi High at Eau Claire North. Can the Cards get a season sweep against the Huskies? The JV team said no, and the Cards see if they can pull it off on the varsity level. That's coming next on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Time for starting lineups, and let's bring it to you here this evening. First, for the visiting Eau Claire North Huskies, 6'5 senior, number 6'0", averaging 7.5 a game. Gavin Wise, 6-foot senior, number one, averaging 17 a game. Tyler Barrows, 6-foot senior, number five, averaging 7.6 a game. McCabe Tessing Ritter, 6'1", senior, number 11, averaging 8.3 a game, Zach Shipman. And rounding out the starting lineup for Eau Claire North, 6'2", junior, number 20, averaging 10 a game, Robert Hutchinson. So for the Aves, it's Wise, Barrows, Tessing Ritter, Shipman, and Hutchinson. Eau Claire North is coached by Logan Horn. Meanwhile, for your Chi-High Cardinals tonight, 6'3", junior, number 2, averaging over 18 a game, Owen Munson. Also for the Cards, 6-foot senior, number 3, Grant Von Hayden. 5'11", junior, number 4, Brady Paul getting a start tonight. Also, 5'7", junior, number 14, the Deadeye from three-point range, averaging still his percentage is over 40% from threes this season, Drew Thornton. And rounding out the starting lineup, 6'2", senior, averaging 9 a game, Connor Kalinske, who looked very dapper dressed in his suit before the game. So for the Cardinals, it's Munson, Von Hayden, Paul, Thornton, and Kalinske. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Mark Halverson, Janelle Coddington, and were you at the first? The first one was a great comeback for Chi-High to win it January 9th.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the highlights. I was not able to see the whole game, but I'm laughing at you saying Connor looking pretty dapper ahead of time. Right. He's always got that great hairstyle.
Yeah.
And I found out last week he does it himself.
There you go. So, the inside knowledge you're bringing us here. All right. So Owen Munson about ready to jump for the Cards against the Huskies. Number 10, Owen Rupert. And maybe I was wrong. And absolutely zero, Gavin Wise, the 6'5 senior. And so we're underway. And Huskies with the ball. There's the shot from Barrows off the back iron. No. So starting cold as he was in their initial meeting in Chi-High basketball. The Cards into the forecourt. Von Hayden on the outside. Chi-High in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim, mostly red. Down low, shot put up, no good. Missed by Munson and comes back the other way to the Huskies. Somebody wanted a foul, but nothing doing.
Nothing doing. Both teams are starting out in man-to-man defense, looking to be pretty aggressive.
Drive missed that time by number 11, Zach Shipman, the 6'1 senior, out of bounds to the Huskies, and they keep it with 17:22 to go, just underway. And the JV game going to the Huskies earlier. Pretty even contest.
It was a pretty even contest, and then North pulled away with about the last 6 minutes to go with really some nice transition basketball. They'd get the rebound and push it up and kind of pulled away from our guys.
Barrows kicks it out onto the left wing. There's the drive from Wise in the lane, puts it up into the first two, and the Huskies go up 2-0.
Really nice step through there by Wise. Got his defender to leave his feet, was able to finish.
Near the forecourt, Von Hayden now. The Cards somewhat undermanned. Some guys in the starting lineup not used to that, like Brady Paul and Drew Thornton. Drew on the outside as his three-point attempt blocked. Rebounded down low, up and in for two for Brady Paul. Nice job by Brady.
Yeah, found himself in the right spot there after that three-point shot was tipped.
First tie of the game, and now Huskies going to get an easy one down low. And Coach Prue can't like that defensively as McCabe Tessing Ritter getting that one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting here to see. Chi-High is going to have to figure out what they want to do offensively with a couple of guys, like you said, that aren't used to being in the starting lineup.
Right.
Just that little extra pressure to start the game. Once things get going, hopefully they can kind of settle in, but can always have that little feel at first.
Kalinske down low, gets his shot partially blocked by Hutchinson. And now the Huskies turn it the other way. Again, the Huskies led most of the way when they met just over a month ago at the Doghouse, but the Cards had the strong finish to carry it over the top. 15:40 and counting here, 15:47, a whistle, and the game's first foul.
I think that's going to be on Thornton.
First personal, first team, as Drew getting number one. Huskies to inbound underneath their own basket. Tyler Barrows, the 6-foot senior. And getting things set here. And on Drew Thornton. Time for me to tell you that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call Glass, White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Down low to Wise, and he gets two more. And so Gavin Wise with four early and a 6-2 lead for the Huskies.
Really nice out-of-bounds play there, slipping the screen after he threw it in.
Von Hayden across the timeline for the Cards, gets it right side to Munson. He's had some two games over 30 here recently. Left-handed pass to Kalinske for two for Chippewa.
Those are going to be there because obviously the Huskies are going to focus on Munson, and so when he can get double-teamed like that and find his open guy, that's going to be huge for the Cardinals.
6-4, Eau Claire North. Still over 15 minutes to go, first half. Mark Halverson, Janelle Coddington on the call. Our video producer, Sam Aberley. Gavin Bobey, our radio producer at our WOGO studio. A nice spin move and two that time for Zach Shipman.
Well, you can see North's game plan off the bat is to take it in at the Cardinals. Three or four different guys have tried to just drive in and then make a move one-on-one and been pretty successful so far.
I think that had been something Rice Lake was successful with last week, at least initially, but maybe didn't stick with it as much. So there's the three-point attempt, no good by Munson, and hauled down by the Huskies. Into the forecourt, they get it to Hutchinson. The deep left corner now, testing Ritter, a whistle and a foul with 14 and a half to go first half.
That's going to be Thornton's second foul.
So Drew, the first start I'm aware of from this season, and the 5'7 junior gets a seat on the bench, and Jacoby Jenkins comes in and gives him more height. And Jacoby can put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, he absolutely can, and he can fly up and down the court. You can see that, you know, when North gets the rebound, they're looking to go right away.
Oh, and there's the three right away from the outside. Hutchinson knocking one down. 11-4 Huskies. Yeah, looking to go and looking to get it down low, but now Hutchinson's stretching it out some.
Right, which that's going to be, you know, the challenge, right? You sit there and try and defend all three levels of the game, and that's offensively what you want to be able to do. See if Chippo can find an answer here.
Munson's been shut out so far. Shipman is dogging him, and there's Jenkins for three, and he nets it for the Cardinals.
It's a great feeling coming off the bench. You get your first one to go. Really nice ball movement there by the Cardinals.
Jenkins always strikes me as a player who's capable of bigger numbers than we've seen so far. You know, and again, he's just a junior. Missed shot down low on the spin move by the Huskies, I believe, testing Ritter. And now Jenkins faking. Deep left corner. He'll shoot and hit another one.
That's a great answer for Chippewa to be able to have somebody come in off the bench and get the crowd back into the game for the Cardinals. And you don't want to get those runs where you don't get a stop and score back-to-back like that. So huge in off the bench there.
And, two huge threes for Jacoby Jenkins in off the bench, shrinking a seven-point deficit down to one very quickly. And impressive there. And now some substitutions for Chippewa Falls. Luke Thompson, the 6'4 junior, number 15, checking in. And also for the Huskies, bringing Owen Rupert, the 6-foot junior, number 10, into the contest. And Barros, again, Barros has been shut out, so Grant Von Hayden continues to do a great job continuing from his effort last game.
Absolutely. One of Grant's biggest strengths is his defensive ability, and that's something that he's going to just have to stay after all game.
Connect misses the three, and the whistle and the foul on the Huskies after the rebound coming down to Munson.
And that's the first one, I believe, on Barros.
Yep, and Tyler Barros, first personal, and the first team foul in the Huskies, the Cards with three already. Into the forecourt, Von Hayden, inside of 13 minutes to go here, first half. Chahai going left to right. Von Hayden loses his dribble, gets it back to Kalinske. Now driving through the lane, and a whistle before the shot.
Coach Prue gave the Huskies a little bit different look there offensively that time. He started his guys in four high, had the wings come through, and then they got a really nice cut from their point guard.
11-10 now, Eau Claire North.
Well, that's Barrow's second foul, so that's a really big foul for us
and
for him to be able
contact,
to have
to. But Munson still gets the hoop. So the first two for Munson, as yes, Barros with two, and that is...
I thought he walked there, yep.
There it is. You called it, yeah. The first turnover, I think, for either team tonight, as it's been very cleanly played through the first five and a half minutes. So Von Hayden now into the forecourt for the Cardinals, who grab their first... lead here at 12-11.
Again, coming up in that four high, especially with this lineup change with Thompson in the game. A little bit bigger lineup for the Cardinals than what they started with.
Munson, the three, off the rim, no good. Kalinske with a nice rebound. He plays so much bigger than that 6'2". Von Hayden's going to follow up and miss. And the ball comes away to North. They'll race it down the floor and get the 2 points from Brady Andrew in off the bench. The 6'4 junior gives them the lead back at 13-12.
And as we talked about, the Cardinals have to know transition D. They have to get back quick. North is looking to get that rebound and go.
Munson with the ball on top, being poked and prodded a little bit by Shipman. Von Hayden open for the three. No good. Off the rebound, off the rim, and Huskies come away with it. And
up the court again, and we are just not ready for that transition.
Boy, they are just beating them back. And Owen Rupert and was braced for a potential timeout, but nothing doing there as Rupert gets that two. And he's got, I believe, four on the night. Von Hayden could not keep a handle on it in the deep right corner. Cardinals first turnover. And Huskies get it back up 3, 11:26 to go here. First half as Kalinske will check out of the game. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Huskies now looking to drive, kicking it around. Working it on the outside, Burns in there. Blake Burns, the 6'1 senior. So Coach Logan Horn really playing a lot of that bench. There's a missed three-pointer from outside by Connect, but the Huskies' offensive rebound tipped out of bounds to Eau Claire North with 11 minutes to go here first half. 7 minutes gone by.
Yeah, and on one hand, you know, you're happy if you're the Cards that you have Barrows in foul trouble and hasn't been able to score, but the Huskies have answered through transition. So if you can clean that up, you'd think you'd, you know, put yourself in a better position if you can clean up your transition defense.
Shy High with three fouls. Barrows and is the only player in North, and he's got two. Huskies now being patient. Handed Connect, maybe seeing the ball a little more with Barrows on the bench with those two fouls. There's the shot put up left-handed by Rupert. No good. Jenkins out of there with it. Gets it to Munson. Not ready for it. Ball goes around like a pinball machine, and the Huskies get out of there with it.
Those are frustrating ones as a coach. You work really hard to get that defensive stop in the board, and then you turn it over. But then they're North called for another travel. So game's getting a little bit sloppy. I'm sure both coaches would like to see everybody just settle down here. Run your offense.
It was played so cleanly early.
You jinxed them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 15-12 Huskies, but again, it's shaping up to be another very close ball game like we saw in that thriller January 9th at the Doghouse. And now Munson, he'll get it across the timeline on the far side to Brady Paul. Brady picked up defensively there by Barrows. Barrows playing aggressively defensive. He's out there with the two fouls now.
Yeah, he's going to have to be smart. Obviously, his coach trusts him to put him in. And we'll see if Chai Hai looks to attack that and go after him.
I wonder if some of that might have been some of the frustration where he's used to getting, you know, his way offensively so well and, you know, a bit of a slow start. But driving through traffic, Von Hayden loses it and keeps it, and there's a hoop.
North was calling for a travel, but the ball was tipped, so he was able to pick it up still and finish.
Wow. And so Grant Von Hayden with his first two, as I missed it. The Huskies turn it over, and Munson at the other end is going to be fouled going up for a layup with 9:37 to go here first half, and Chai down one.
Both teams are playing aggressive defense, which has created all of a sudden some turnovers, as you mentioned. And
so Huskies turnover there, right, on that possession?
Yep, that was a Huskies turnover there. Munson had this deal. And I would say, back to what you were saying, yeah, as a player, sometimes if you feel frustrated from your first outing and you don't get things going, you can almost over-try, right? And so then he's got a little bit amped up energy, and that could have got him in a little bit of foul trouble, but Munson, you know, Coach Horn trusts him to be in there.
Munson, a 69% free throw shooter, hits the first one. And then we're going to get some substitutions. Second tie of the game now at 15. We were tied at 2. Yeah, I think that's a huge issue in a lot of sports, right? I mean, it's in baseball, that's a huge thing. When you're struggling and you're in a slump, you end up trying too hard, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to find that easy bucket, whether you get a steal and get an easy bucket, or you start finding your teammates a couple quick assists, and then it gets you back into the flow of the game. But we'll see how he recovers here. And
Cardinals, and there's a charge called
Moving screen, I think they're
moving
going with.
Screen, yep. Is the official call on number 11, Zach Shipman. First personal, third team foul on, make it the fourth team foul on the Huskies now. And that goes as a turnover as well. So four of those for the Huskies now and two on Chippewa. The Cardinals with it with a one-point lead, 9:25, approaching the midway point of this 18-minute first half. Munson on the outside, driving baseline, in the air, comes up a little short on the layup. Kalinske can't rope it in.
Got to hustle back on D.
Out there with it is Shipman. Yeah, and they do want to get the easy scores if they can, Eau Claire North.
Ooh, really nice look
play.
Inside.
They get it down low to Zach Shipman, and two more for Shipman.
Really nice assist there by Tyson Ryder.
That's one of the things about basketball. Scoring gets so much focus, but nothing beats good passing, right?
100%. I coach.
Oh, and there's Munson for three.
I coach our seventh grade, my daughter's seventh grade basketball team. We talk about it all the time. If you are the one finding the open players, right, that's going to be just as important as scoring baskets.
It's so huge. The assist in hockey or soccer, but. Oh, and the Cardinals pressuring with their defense, creating some havoc, but Eau Claire North does maintain possession, down two at 19-17.
It's a few possessions now that the rebound is just being, just like you said, kind of a little pinballed around. And
yeah.
You kind of just feel that energy. They're just a little bit unsettled, both teams.
So the Huskies turn it over again. They're at number five. We've had four lead changes, a couple of ties. Chahai basketball. That last hoop, beautiful shot from Munson, who has quietly upped his number to seven here, getting the job done for the Cardinals tonight. Von Hayden on the right baseline, air balls one, Brady Paul snatches it out of the air.
Nice rebound there for Paul to keep the possession alive.
Yep. Jenkins on the outside had the two threes early when the Cards were down 11-4, and then the ball stripped away from Munson, and Brady Paul chases it down in the backcourt. He can touch it because Tessing Ritter had stripped it loose. So Brady Paul just heads up in a couple of different situations here. And now again, it looks a little helter-skelter, and a whistle and a foul to the dismay of the Eau Claire North faithful.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Maybe looked a little bit clean, but sometimes it's not so much the block, but it's where the body.
So Shipman joins Barrows with two fouls with 7:41 to go first half, and the Cards up 19-17.
Well, and that's something you have to be smart about if you're Chippewa. You know, you have two of their best players in foul trouble. You don't want to over-attack it because then sometimes you can force it, but it's definitely a situation where you're going to have to look at trying to attack.
Brady Paul, a 37.5% free throw shooter. Missed the first. He'll get another.
Both guys are staying in the game.
Trying to grow. And misses the second off the front iron, but then he committed the cardinal sin of fouling after he felt bad for missing the two free throws.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating as a coach than that foul right there. You talk about really playing smart basketball, and you can appreciate the hustle and the effort to try and, you know, get in there after your missed shot, but those fouls can really come back to hurt you later.
So
just got to be smarter about it.
Brady, who'd had some good moments earlier, stepping up, but 0-for-2 in those free throws, and now Huskies to try to tie or get the lead. 7.5 to go first half. Mark Halverson, Janelle Coddington on the call here on WOGO Sports. Sam Aberley, our video producer. Gavin Bovey, our radio producer tonight. Three-pointer just grazes the rim from the outside for Hutchinson. Cards out of there with it.
Nice rebound there by Kalinske. And in for the game also is Brett Stokosa from the Cardinals, and having to go much deeper in their bench than they normally would with some guys out. But Brett's kind of a bubble player, plays a little bit of JV and varsity. Really excellent from the three. So
Von Hayden all the way in, misses the driving layup. And diving for it on the floor, Kalinske may have committed the foul. We'll see.
They're calling him out of bounds. I think they're just calling him out of bounds.
Yeah.
So saves us there.
Yeah.
But
good hustle play there. So, you know, it's interesting, the Cards with four fouls, the Huskies have now exceeded them with five fouls as a team.
Yeah, both teams definitely playing aggressive. You can see the Huskies, I mean, they're picking our point guards up at half court and really trying to disrupt the flow of the game. And both teams are going to play very aggressive.
Driving all the way through the lane for 2 points is Owen Rupert, the 6-foot junior, averaging 6.3 a game.
Really nice. Honestly, the Huskies just cleared out that time. They went five out, and they let him take his guy one-on-one.
Third tie now at 19 as the Cards look to regain the lead. Munson out on top. 7 of the Cardinals, 19, averages more than 18 a game. Shipman assigned to him tonight. Yeah. Some contact, that could have been a foul.
I was just going to say, I feel like with if Shipman gets taken or gets switched over to Munson, you're definitely going to want to take after him.
And a great rebound basket, Munson, of a Jenkins miss for two.
Great putback without coming down there.
So Munson, not just one-dimensional the way he scores.
Well, he's so athletic. He's one of the top athletes here at our school. He's an excellent baseball player as well, and you can see that show up on the basketball court.
And working down low, Hutchinson draws the foul, it looks like, on Jenkins with 5:56 left first half, 21-19 Cardinals.
Jacoby just got a little bit out of position there, trying to go for the block there at the end.
And for Jenkins, his first personal for the Cards, their fifth team foul, and heading to the line is Hutchinson, a 65% free throw shooter, as he misses the first.
We got Luke Thompson coming back in for Jenkins, so this is kind of when Coach Prue's going with our little bit bigger lineup with Kalinske and Thompson in.
Second free throw is on the money, making it a 21-20 game for Hutchinson.
He's going to get a break now, too.
So Von Hayden in the backcourt.
Well, and you'd like to see Von Hayden attack Barrows here with his two fouls, but Grant's not a huge offensive threat for us all the time. He's a really good defender and distributor, so we'll kind of see how they choose to play that.
And there's the outside shot. Oh, just on the lip. It doesn't quite fall for Munson, but the Huskies out of there with it. Racing it down the floor, down by just one.
Ooh, driving, thought that could be offensive. Winner. They're going to call him for the travel.
Yeah, travel instead of an offensive charge. And so 21-20 game, Cards get it back.
Yeah, lucky there probably he got the travel, because if the foul was going to be called, it probably was on him. He lowered his shoulder pretty well there.
So that way he doesn't get the foul, and now Chai gets it back with just 5 minutes and 20 seconds left first half. Von Hayden down low to Kalinske. Kalinske has it knocked away, and here comes Barrows ahead to his teammate. High dribble, carrying it up and in for 2 points that time is Owen Rupert, who's having a pretty good night off the bench.
Yeah, excellent. I'm very impressed with North transition offense. They are a get-the-rebound-and-go type of team, and they're making solid passes out there.
Fun for their fans to watch. Von Hayden, and he may have carried, and that's what he gets called for.
He did get called for it.
Only the Cardinals' third turnover. Let me tell you, Wasgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wasgala Plumbing and Heating. Into the forecourt, Barrows. Again, he's been shut out. He scored just 2 games in the earlier matchup. He averages more than 16 a game. Their leading scorer, I guess you could say, also they've got Hutchinson at about 10 a game, and a driving layup does not go for Rupert, cutting through the lane, and here come the Cards the other way.
Yeah.
Watson changing gears, goes left baseline, loses it on the floor, almost pulls it out of there, looks for a teammate. Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for 3. Got it!
Really nice kick out there by Connor Kalinske. Excellent. Excellent job finding his scorer on the perimeter.
And there's a highlight for our halftime coming up here, but the Huskies look to answer, and they can't, and the Cardinals get the rebound out of there.
That's frustrating, right? You've worked that hard for that offensive board, and it doesn't go up for you. You can see Coach Horn frustrated that they got to finish those two-foot shots. Chai Hai got lucky there.
Von Hayden drives all the way in for 2.
He must have heard me say he wasn't much of a scorer.
Yeah, right.
Really nice take there by Grant.
Yeah, and he came in averaging about 8.5 a game. And so the Cardinals, their biggest lead of the night at 4 at 26-22, as Von Hayden getting that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And he really has increased.
And then a steal by Kalinske. Kalinske for the Cardinals, races down the floor, and then the ball kicked out of bounds, and it's going to go back the other way.
Yeah, it's really good to see that Von Hayden is looking to score a little bit more. Last year he was a really big defensive threat and just distributing the ball. So to hear he's averaging 8 points a game is really good to see that he's added that part to his game and also becoming more of a scorer.
Right.
And he's going to get those looks because Owen Munson's going to get, draw the best defender often.
3.5 to go here. First half, Chai on their home floor leading it by 4. Huskies looking to cut it. Wise gets it down low, and then too many easy hoops like that, I'm sure frustrating for Coach Prue. Brady Andrew that time, the 6'4 junior.
Yeah, and again, we talk about that. What a great look by Wise. Everybody thought he was going up with it, and he just kind of does a little dump hook off to his other guy on the block. So Impressed with North's ability to find the open guy.
Ooh, a dangerous pass to Kalinske, roped in and put up. No, too hard. Missed shot that time by Stokosa. They work it around. Jacoby Jenkins for three. Off the rim, no good. And a whistle, and they're pointing towards the north direction.
I think they're going to call Stokosa on that one.
26-24 game with six lead changes, three ties. So very even as Wise will inbound it, and Stokosa getting the foul for Chippewa.
Six for them, so the next foul on Chippewa will put North in bonus with last couple
minutes. Oh, and the player had fallen down on top, landed connect, and then the steal by Jenkins misses the layup, however. Oh, painful for him and the Cards.
Those are the ones you really want back. Those, you know, those two-foot shots.
The Cards have had a number close like that that just haven't gone. Sometimes called gimmies. But, again, that was, you know, length of the court. And there's the steal by Munson. Racing down the floor. He'll take it up and miss the shot. Got his own rebound for two.
Nice job following up his shot there.
He is a huge scorer. I mean, it's just more and more just doing it in bunches.
Yeah, that's...
As the Cards, oh boy, there was contact between the North player and Munson. And Munson had the ball and Brady Andrew, and then he fell out of bounds. And
Coach Brew is not having
it. No, he's not.
He think he has a pretty valid point.
There was contact, which is why.
Yeah, one of those things is even if it's not a lot of contact, if the contact forces the player out of bounds, it's typically going to be called a foul. I think Coach Brew has every right to be pretty frustrated with that
and
one.
And that would be one that just fell short maybe.
Oh, he's Coach Brew's got to be careful here.
And now they added to it and called the blocking foul on the Cards, and Coach Brew definitely wanted a charge on that one. And certainly then you have to and now one of the refs is talking to Owen Munson a little bit about it. So, again, the Huskies, who got the hoop is number 12 here. So the basket was good for Brady Andrew, right?
Brady Andrew, yep.
He gets his first two of the night, I believe, with 1:56 to go and makes it 28-26. And the free throw from the lefty is good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's frustrating, right? Because you feel that momentum kind of shift after you don't love the call, the push out of bounds that gets missed, and you're probably not as frustrated about what you feel like is an offensive call if those aren't back to back plays like that. And so Chai High's got to settle in here. They're still up one.
Yeah, and there's the errant pass stolen away, and then the Huskies turn it over at the other end. And again, basketball's a game of emotions. It's a game of runs.
Absolutely. You know, you said you watch any level, whether it's the younger levels that I coach, varsity, college, even professionals. All of a sudden, they go on 5-6 minute scoring droughts, or a team goes on a 10-0 run, and you just have to be able to play through that and stick to your game.
Final minute and a half now. Final 90 seconds of the first half. Munson behind the 3-point line on the right wing to Kalinske. And they miscommunicated, and then the player was going out of bounds for North. Let's see the call.
They are going to call it on Kalinske.
Yeah. So Connor gets his first personal. It's the seventh team foul. Eighth team foul. So it will send North to the line with 1:23 left in the half. 28-27 game. On the precipice of maybe our fourth tie here. It was a 61-60 game at the Doghouse back on January 9th. So very even teams had the same record and missed free throw.
Right. And Chippewa right now, you want to look to score. And North has taken both of their guys out that have two fouls here with a minute to go, playing smart, right? You don't want to pick up their third.
Right.
But that means you want to attack here if you're Chippewa and see if you can't get a couple, score, stop, score, back-to-back and take the lead into half.
Kalinske on the outside. Von Hayden. Top of the key. Left wing. Stokosa got it. There it is. A great three-pointer for Brett Stokosa for the Cards.
That's what I was talking about. I've watched him play a lot of JV basketball with my son on the JV team, and Brett is definitely dangerous from the three-point line. It's a really good spark for him to get that bucket.
So the Huskies now with the Cards up 31-27. Stokosa knocking down his first three. The Huskies... Little problem and driving, whistle and a foul, and the penetrating Robert Hutchinson. with 31.6 seconds left in the half, and the Cards up 31-27.
Well, and North has found something here, right? They're looking to attack in transition, which is working well for them, and then they're taking us off the dribble. And that's what's getting us into foul trouble here and getting those quick, easy buckets or getting to the free throw line.
And the first one for Hutchinson is good. Again, a 65% free throw shooter, 2 for 3 on the night. No, he missed that one. Okay, I was assuming based on the reaction that he had made it. Okay. All right, so he's 1 for 3 on the night. Second one is good, 31-28.
Interesting to see what Coach Prue says here with 30 seconds to go if he wants the last shot. Yeah, it looks like he's calling probably for the last shot or one shot.
And the coach and the referee who had had the embroilment, they were chatting a little bit during that free throw exchange. So Von Hayden on the outside, Munson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Huskies. Final 15 seconds. Chance for them to tie with a three-pointer. Tessing Ritter now driving through the lane. Scooting on the right side. And it's a missed shot by Dempsey Bauer. Cards out of the width. Munson, 2 seconds, half quarter. Oh, so close. It doesn't go. At intermission, our score, Chi High 31, Eau Claire North 28. We're back with the halftime in 3 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
OGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The Chi High boys leading Eau Claire North 31-28. Mark Halverson, Janelle Coddington. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. 31-28, we saw a really good first half of basketball.
Yeah, overall, you look at the, you know, both coaches, I'm sure, are talking at halftime, trying to clean up a few of those things for Chippewa. Obviously, we got to clean up the transition defense a little bit and the foul trouble, but you're still happy to go, okay, we're up three at halftime, if you're the Cardinals, with some things that are fairly easy, so to speak, to clean up. You know, you can put a guy back that's not rebounding quite as much. And just talking about, you know, moving your feet a little bit more on defense. And I'm sure North, on the opposite end, they're pretty happy to be within three with, you know, two trouble. They, you know, they didn't get hurt by picking up their third one. And again, even though Barrows isn't scoring for them, other guys are stepping up. And so that's always huge when your leader doesn't have it going. If your other guys don't step it up, it could be a whole different story in the first half.
You talk about the defense of Grant Von Hayden. Wow. I mean, Barrows averages more than 16 a game. I don't have all of his numbers again, but against Chahai, he scored two in six quarters. Von Hayden's held him to 2 points.
Right, and Grant obviously is really in a position where he's playing defense where he's not helping off of, yeah, you know, off of the other guys. So, you know, they're going to look to continue to do that. And also, if you can start to limit the Huskies a little bit more to one shot, I would say, I didn't have it exactly, but I think they have at least 6 points on all boards. So, you know, you got Grant working really hard down there, the whole defense working hard, and if you can finish that defensive possession with that box out and that board, that'll just clean things up for them. But, yeah, really, really impressed to see how hard Grant is working to keep one of the leading scorers down.
I can ask you real quick, as somebody who's been coaching, you said your daughter, and what grade is that?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And so how does it make you feel to see all these? I remember you out here with and your kid, your yeah, daughter's already graduated at yeah, Madison. I remember yeah, her as a youth player. So.
Yeah, so it's really fun tonight. You know, they do Cardinal Flight is the girls' night, and Cardinal Hoops night is tonight for the boys' night. So just honoring all of the kids. I think Cardinal Hoops is third through eighth grade. So you can see all these kids out on the floor. It's really exciting for Chi-Hi basketball to see so many kids interested in the sport and here with their team. I know they got, I think they did pizza and stuff ahead of time, and then I think they had, what, 20 kids out here that did over 20,000 shots, between 10 huh, and 20,000 shots this summer. So you want kids being active, right, whatever it is, whatever sport it is, or music or arts, and yeah, so it's really exciting to see so many of these younger boys on the court here today, and really exciting those of them that were in the 10,000 shot club got to stand with the varsity players during the national anthem, which I'm sure made their night.
Oh, that's really great. All right, well, tell you what, we've got some highlights. Let's get to some highlights from the first half here as Chi-Hi leading at 31-28.
Really nice step through there by Wise. Got his defender to leave his feet. Was able to finish.
Another forecourt Von Hayden now. The Cards somewhat undermanned. Some guys in the starting lineup not used to that, like Brady Paul and Drew Thornton. Drew on the outside as his three-point attempt blocked. Rebounded down low, up and in for two for Brady Paul. Von Hayden across the timeline for the Cards gets it right side to Munson. He's had some two games over 30 here recently. Left-handed pass to Kalinske for two for Chippewa. Yeah, looking to go and looking to get it down low, but now Hutchinson stretching it out some.
Right, which that's going to be, you know, the challenge, right? You sit there and
right,
try and defend all three levels of the game, and that's offensively what you want to be able to do. See if Chippewa can find an answer here.
Hutchinson, Munson's been shut out so far. Shipman is dogging him, and there's Jenkins for three, and he nets it for the Cardinals.
It's a great feeling coming off the bench. You get your first one to go. Really nice ball movement there by the Cardinals.
Jenkins always strikes me as a player who's capable of bigger numbers than we've seen so far, you know, and again, he's just a junior. Missed shot down low on the spin move by the Huskies, I believe Tessing Ritter, and now Jenkins faking, deep left corner, he'll shoot and hit another one.
That's a big foul for us,
and
for him to be
contact,
able to
contact, but Munson still gets the hoop. That's one of the things about basketball. The scoring gets so much focus, but nothing beats good passing, right?
100%.
Oh, and there's Munson for three. Cards the other way.
Yeah.
Munson changing gears. Goes left baseline. Loses it on the floor. Almost pulls it out of there. Looks for a teammate. Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Really nice kick out there by Connor Kalinske. Excellent. Excellent job finding his scorer on the perimeter.
Kalinske on the outside. Von Hayden, top of the key. Left wing. Stokosa got it. There it is. A great three-pointer for Brett Stokosa for the Cards.
That's what I was talking about. I've watched him play a lot of JV basketball with my son on the JV team, and Brett is definitely dangerous from the three-point line. It's a really good spark for him to get that bucket.
There you go, some of our highlights from the first half that kind of froze the clock. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to freeze time, like you're late for work or something? I'm just going to freeze time. You can do it at the gym if it's Cardinal basketball night, and so great to see all these youngsters out here as well. We'll take another 2.5 minute break when we come back. The second half of basketball, Chihai leads Eau Claire North 31-28. This is Cardinal basketball on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Von Hayden slides it out to Munson, looking for another three.
Boom. Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Big rebound, and it went in. The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi-High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's halftime at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 51, Michigan State 34. So Greg Gard's team getting it done in the first half tonight.
That's exciting to hear. My daughter, Addie, like you said, is a freshman at Madison. She's at the game tonight. So
good one.
I'm sure the student section is excited about that score.
Michigan State 10th ranked in the country. So
absolutely. That'd be another big win for the Badgers. I think she was just pretty excited to see Tom Izzo and for the first time in person as a kind of iconic coach.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, second half action is underway. Chihai with it, leading it 31-28. Six lead changes and three ties in the first half. Kalinske down low, draws the foul with 17:42 to go.
Connor worked really hard to draw that foul. He was patient on the block. And really did a nice job of going up. At halftime, we have Munson has 12, so typical for us for him to be our leading scorer. And then really just a variety. You have Jenkins with 6 off of the bench, which was a big spark. Von Hayden has 4. Brady Paul has 2. You had that 3 by Brett Stokosa, and then Connor Kalinske had 2 at the half as well.
Kalinske knocking down the first free throw, a 76% free throw shooter coming into this one. little different free throw form. You'll notice he had the right foot forward and the second one no good. So it's a 32-28 lead for the Cards. Missing the second after hitting the first for Connor. And now the Huskies, again, they try to go down low as often as they could. They're trying to free up Barros. He'll penetrate, kick out to a teammate. Long three off the rim, no good. Miss for Tessing Ritter. Offensive rebound tied up. And
tied
the possession arrow is going to go Eau Claire North's way with 17-18 left.
Really, really nice kick out there by Barros. And again, you know, we're holding him. We're limiting him. But if his teammates can... But hit some shots for him, you know, he's going to keep kicking it out. Otherwise, he might start to force it a little bit.
And there's a two down low for Wise, and it makes it 32-30.
We've struggled a little bit on that inbounds play a couple times now. It's going back to the inbounder after it.
Approaching the 17-minute mark now as Cards on the attack right to left. Brady Paul left wing to Munson in the air, makes a pass to Kalinske down low. Connor into the paint. He'll use that upper body strength, and then after the missed shot, he went after it, knocked that out of bounds, and it's going to be Husky ball. 16:51 left in the second. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, Mary Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Huskies backing it on, working around on the outside. Hutchinson, spin move on the right baseline. Shot up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, they tap it in. Wise, good start to his second half. Another hoop.
Really nice tap in there by Wise. And I'm really impressed with Hutchinson. He's got some nice drive to the basket. And he does like to go to that spin move. Really, really impressed to see him doing that.
Well, you know, he'll be the leading scorer who's returning at about 10 a game with Barros averaging more than 16. But Barros... one of the seniors here, I think six seniors from memory. Make it eight seniors for Eau Claire North. So there's a lot. And 16-16 left here in this second half. And the inbounds pass way on top to Munson from Brady Paul. And now Von Hayden to try to run the offense for the Cardinals. Deflected passes. He got double teamed and then pretty tight on Kalinske. And there's the three-point air ball that time from our guy Drew Thornton, but the Cards get the rebound. They reload, going through traffic. Von Hayden misses the shot. Cardinals fighting for the rebound
between Brady Paul and Kalinske. Almost, yeah, same team there.
And Shahai will keep it with 15:55 left here in regulation.
I like to see that effort on the offensive glass for those guys. They just got to know that both of them, it's their teammate there that they're fighting it over, but really, really good effort.
Brady Paul gets it into Kalinske. Kalinske through the double team, moves around and falls to the floor and... drawing the foul again.
Yeah, I'd like to see Connor kick that ball out a little bit quicker. You know, the first offensive possession of the half, he was patient, but he had that one-on-one. Down there, when you feel that double team, if you can kick the ball out quicker and then get the swing, that's what's going to get Munson and some of those guys those shots we're looking for.
Kalinske's free throw, a little flat that time.
I'm not keeping track, but I don't think either team is shooting very well from the free throw line tonight.
I know Chai
doesn't feel like it anyway.
Chai is like 64.5% on the season, 68 in conference coming in. Both of them no good.
Yeah, those are numbers as a coach you definitely would want to see higher for your varsity squad.
So Huskies with the ball. Again, it was 31-28 at the half. Huskies have outscored Chai 4-1 here in the second half. The three-pointer for the lead. Hutchinson off the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to Oren Rupert. And they get it back to Hutchinson. There's that impressive drive, and they grab the lead at 34-32, seventh lead change.
Ooh, we're going to get a turnover there, carried the ball. The Huskies surprised us a little bit there, picking up for the first time where they picked us up a little bit more full court, and we were not ready for it.
Didn't tell you. Turnovers, and Cards had six in the first half. That's now seven, and Huskies.
I had him down for 10 in the first half. That's what I had him down for.
All right,
for
no, that's
10.
Fine. All right.
I could have been wrong.
No, you, that's why... usually it's good to have both of us doing that. Yeah, so, all right, so that'd be 11. And I don't know, what do you have Eau Claire North at?
I have Eau Claire North at 11 turnovers.
Okay.
Yep, and the Huskies at 7.
Oh, Eau Claire North and the Huskies, but the...
I'm sorry. Yeah. Eau Claire North at 11 and the Cards at 7 turnovers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. So I was giving Chai High had that turnover. You're right, that was the Huskies there a moment ago, right?
Yep.
So never mind. In the meantime, the missed shot for Eau Claire North, and the Cards get it back now. Brady Paul on the left baseline for Chippewa, looking to get in. working it around, and they get it to Munson. Munson behind the three-point line on the left wing. Back to Brady Paul. Brady had some good moments in that first half. In the deep left corner, Munson, deflected pass, knocked, recovered by Kalinske, and there's the pass, and the three-point attempt, Drew Thornton for three.
Really nice ball movement there. That's what we talked about. We kicked it out. We got the drive, and then we got the ball movement. That's exactly what I was referring to on that last possession.
Cards get the lead at 35-34, eighth lead change.
Well, and you can see right now that North offensively with Hutchinson, they have a mismatch. He's quite a bit bigger with Brady Paul guarding him. So you can see that with Paul guarding him, they're looking for him to attack.
36-35, Huskies again, and they come up with a steal. Racing down the floor, and whoa, the layup goes in for number five for the Huskies, Tessing Ritter. And they go out to a three-point lead at 38-35. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Thornton off of his foot. And
I think that's going to be on Barrows.
Oh, and that's going to be his third with 13:34 left. Still hasn't scored tonight. I thought when he was like cutting through the lane that he would have gone all the way through.
Yeah, so. And you know, sometimes then what can happen too is if you know a team shut you down, you get a little shy to shoot at times because you haven't found your rhythm, and so it'll be interesting to see how he finishes out this half.
13 and a half minutes left in regulation. Cards down three with the basketball. Munson to the basket, off glass, tough shot, gets it to go.
Really nice shot there. He faked using the ball screen that Kalinske came up to set for him and was able to take it all the way to the rim. Both teams are really setting a lot of high ball screens at the top of the three-point line right now.
Hutchinson, and again, that impressive drive we've noted as he keeps the lead at three at 40-37. Thornton, pull up, two-point shot, no good. Hutchinson touches it and then picked up by
Here come Rupert. The Huskies quick in transition. We got to get matched up.
Barrows gets it off to Hutchinson, who's been finding the hot hand. Cross-courts a pass, gets it across to Rupert. Back to Hutchinson on the left
he's
wing.
He's feeling it right now.
He is feeling it. There's no question, and he's carrying them right now. They go out to a six-point lead. That's their biggest of the night for Eau Claire North with 12 and a half to play here at the Birdcage. On the near side, Thornton. Drew's got that three-point shooting ability. Just get him a little daylight. Von Hayden's going to take it all the way down Main Street for two.
Really nice take by Grant, and Coach Prue's going to want a timeout here.
And he'll get a break with 12:20 left in the second half. It's 43-39 Huskies. Back in a minute. This is WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Then the Cardinals turn it over. And out of bounds to Eau Claire North.
Yeah, right when we were coming back from the break there, Hutchinson again with another basket.
Right.
Huskies get the steal, and Barrows took a really nice three on top, couldn't get it to fall. You can see the North crowd wanting that to go in for him.
Right.
They can tell he's struggling a little bit against us.
Yeah, Hutchinson, 6'2", junior,
to the basket,
been impressive. No. Rose driving against Von Hayden, whistle and a foul with 11:48 to go. And Grant's been able to do it without getting in foul trouble.
No, that's his first foul.
That is his first foul of the night.
And if you're Coach Prue, you'll take that, right? 11:48 to go in the second half.
For sure.
On such a player like that, to be your first foul. It just tells you how good Grant does defensively,
yep.
How he's able to shut somebody down without fouling.
Yeah, it's huge. And now a tough assignment for Brady Paul, getting called out there on Hutchinson, who's really been hot for the Huskies, helping them build this six-point lead.
Well, and that's my guess why they've looked to attack, you know.
And they work it around down low, but a missed shot there by number 12, Brady Andrew, and so the Cards out of there with it now.
Thornton for
right
three.
Right side, Thornton to cut the lead in half, and he does.
That's his specialty. That's a big basket for Chi High right there.
He's a lot of fun to watch. You give him some daylight, and he can bury it, and he's got two threes here in the second half. Trying to answer Hutchinson, misses out on top. The ball tapped by Munson, and he ends up with the rebound. He's got to get it to a teammate. And he does find Von Hayden here in the backcourt. So the Cards back within three at 45-42 after the Drew Thornton three-pointer. Shaping up another photo finish here in this one. Munson all the way into the lane. Whistle and a foul on his way in.
That's twice now Owen has gone away from the side that the ball screen was set. Kalinske's setting it for him to come right. He's giving his defender a little ball fake, and he's been able to get in the lane.
Speaking of baseball, we'll look forward to our coverage, our continued coverage, not only on radio, but on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook of baseball and softball, Chi High and McDonald this spring. And Caleb Swenson tells me that some of the early action for McDonald is going to be at the Sonitech Center. They play softball indoors.
Yeah, you know, when I was at the Sonitech Center for the Blue Gold Women's alumni game, there were two softball games going on, on the field.
That's crazy.
Pretty amazing facility.
Yeah, that is. Second one is good. It's big time. You know, it's a big time facility.
It absolutely is. It's probably, I would guess, one of the top Division III facilities in the country.
Yeah. Driving all the way in, and the layup is good for Zach Shipman, who's been relatively quiet offensively.
I'd really like to see the Cardinals defense shore up the scoring off of the drive right now. A lot of Eau Claire's baskets this half. They're attacking us.
47-44, Munson going to move
nice
his
step
way,
through.
Scoops it up and in.
Really nice step through there by Owen. Again, didn't use his ball screen, so that must have been something he's seen on film, that they tend to overplay the ball screen side.
And another amazing basket for the Huskies at the other end. It's going to go to Zach Shipman, and he gets fouled on the way.
Yeah, the bucket's going to count, and that is going to be on Munson. Only his second, though, so he's fine here in the second half.
The one thing, and I'm going to just ask this delicately, I mean, as good as Munson, and as he had said, incredible opportunities, you want to involve your other guys too, right? And so that's a challenge along the way when you have one very effective scorer like that.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you do want to make sure that you're getting nice look there. You do want to make sure you're getting your other guys involved, and I'm sure tonight he feels a little bit pressure too.
Yeah.
With Conrad not being here tonight, too.
Von Hayden's going to bury the three for the Cardinals.
That's just what you're talking about, another guy stepping up and doing that. You know, but Conrad's a senior that we're missing tonight, and he's capable of scoring as well. Really nice take there. Shipman wasn't able to finish, but North really likes to drive. And
tie for the lead, Munson buries it for the Cardinals.
Huge bucket. Going to force North to call a timeout.
So the Cardinals roar back to grab a three-point lead at 52-49. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute, this is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High Boys Hoops.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
I believe it's 10 lead changes and 5 ties at 2, 15, 19, 32, and 49. What a game, Janelle.
Absolutely. It's a game of runs. You look at Chi High had the lead by 3 at half. I think North got up by as much 6 as
yeah, they did, right.
By
6,
as much
yeah.
as 6. And now we're back to taking the lead by 3. Yeah. So as you mentioned, basketball is a game of runs. We'll see what happens here this last 9 minutes.
It's a great battle we've got going on. And Hutchinson's going to take it down, but a little flat on his drive and out of there with it. The Cardinals, Von Hayden into the forecourt. Uses that speed. Jenkins is checked back into
the
game.
I would have liked him to see him just
He'll
take
shoot
that
the long one and hit it. Jacoby Jenkins for three.
I would have liked him to see him take it the first time, but he likes to step back better, I guess.
55-49, the Cards.
Over and back.
And over and back, and a turnover on the Huskies. And they haven't had many turnovers this half. How many do you have them for?
I'm sorry, I'm watching the coach here. He's frustrated with the call. He must believe not all 3 points got across for it to be over and back, right?
Explain what you mean, all 3 points.
It could have changed, but usually it's both feet and the ball have to cross. Yeah. So if all 3 points didn't, then you can technically go back over that half court line. He's obviously feeling that didn't happen. He's
Logan
Horn,
not
going to change.
But I think that might be their first or second turnover of the half. So
I think it's their second. I think we had them down for 10 or 11 at half.
Yeah, 11 and now 13.
Now 13, yep.
Yeah, you're right. They had their earlier one. So the Cards, a real emotional turnaround here. Talk about...
Well, and I don't know if they'll stick with it, but defensively last time, instead of Brady Paul on Hutchinson, Jenkins was on him. So maybe they're trying to just go a little bit more size on there and see if that can give them a spark defensively.
And the Cards had been down by 45-39. They now lead at 55-49. So, again, a huge turnaround for them. 16-4 run against the Huskies.
We'll see what Owen does with the ball screen here.
Into the deep right corner, Von Hayden. They're working to Kalinske on the block. Bounce pass, Brady Paul. Back on top to Jenkins. Been helpful to get those extra three-point shooters to alongside Munson. We've had Von Hayden and Jenkins step up here more recently.
Prue's going to take a timeout there. Yep. The guy's got in trouble. It's a good timeout.
And we'll keep it right here. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum and Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Later on, we'll have the post-game show included in. We'll have the Holly Bobie Names You Know stats recap and the 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game all ahead. 55-49. Again, the Cards were down 45-39. They rallied back and forth, actually, to grab the lead and then lose it. Tied at 49, but they're on a 6-0 run since then. And since they were down 47-44, they've outscored the Huskies 11-2.
Right, and that's one of the biggest things that if you can put together in the game of basketball, those runs of stop, score, stop, score. We used to do drills like that where you had to get, you know, three stops and three scores back-to-back, and that really just gives you confidence as a player to feel that momentum, which is really key. And Coach Prue sees the importance of this, you know, up six right now, wanting to keep possession. And that's why he went to the timeout with a loose ball.
23 points for Owen Munson. Again, he's kind of stepped it up. You know, that average may be 18, but that was earlier in the year. And he's had recent games of 35 against Rice Lake and 32. And again, 23 already with 8:25 to go here in the second half. Kalinske on the way outside gets it to Jenkins' right corner. Jenkins in the lane, pivots, misses the shot. A little soft, fought for, knocked around. Kalinske with it on the ground. And the possession arrow is going to go Miller's way with 8:13 left in regulation.
Well, and with Owen, you know, like you said, getting to the point where he's at 23 points, you know, you talked about do you or not doing that, and he's having guys step up, right? You have Jenkins come in, hit a big shot. Von Hayden hit a big shot. And so other guys are scoring just enough, so you can't overhelp off of them. And that's putting in the Cards in the position where they're at right now.
Yeah, 9 for Von Hayden, I think, and... And also 9 points for Jenkins, yeah.
Yeah, the two big threes right away, and then he just hit another one.
And there's a missed shot again. The struggles continue for Tyler Barrows. No points tonight for their leading scorer, who averages 16 a game. And after a while, tell me, Janelle, you were a great scorer back. I mean, does it get in your head then?
I think it gets in anybody's head sometimes, and that's where, you know, that last shot he just took was a tough one.
Yeah.
You want to see him get to the rim, get fouled, get to the free throw line, or, you know, just find a quick two-point bucket and not force it.
Munson, right baseline, partially blocked on trying to get it out there to a teammate. Cardinal turnover. And I believe they're ninth or so, and out of their way. That Kalinske's going to take it right away for the Cards all the way to the other end. Shot is blocked, though, by Wise, and out of bounds with 7:21 to go.
really nice steal there by Connor Kalinske there. I don't think Barrows saw him coming over. He's been so used to Von Hayden guarding him, and all of a sudden right. Connor came over and took it right away from him.
So again, answering a steal with a steal, and now Brady Paul looks to get into Kalinske. Kalinske on the left block, working down low.
Ooh, they're going to call him for a charge. Offensive foul.
Yeah, Connor Kalinske is getting a call, bodying the Robert Hutchinson, the 6'2".
He's not sure about the call, but Coach Pru is saying, hey, we're okay.
Yep.
Right? It's okay. You made your move. Let's just move on.
So for North, though, it's got to be frustrating. Logan Horn looking to get off the snide. They've been kind of stuck at 49 for a long time. Driving through traffic, and just as I say that, the layup for Owen Rupert, he gets him off, and it's 55-51. Be helpful for the Cards to answer here inside of 7 minutes to go in regulation. A thrilling game tonight on WOGO Sports, and more Max action tomorrow night here.
Right now you've got Shipman guarding Munson really tightly.
Kalinske for two.
And you can see Connor got that basket because Shipman's not going to help off of Munson. So Kalinske's able to take it in, and he's not drawing the help from the weak side or the strong side even with Munson on his side.
So Connor Kalinske, again, he's kind of muscling up down there with 5 points on the night.
Well, you give him credit, right? Because yeah. even though he has to play, be a big guy essentially for our team, yeah. he's not overly tall.
Right, no, he's
you know,
not.
To play that four or five
what's
position.
What's your opinion? Because he is 6'2", but he plays like he's 6'5", at least.
Right, and that's the thing about a kid like Connor. He plays with so much heart and so much hustle right. that you get more out of him because of how he goes about playing the game, his pure hustle, his attitude. He's a great leader.
Hutchinson to the line, 65% free throw shooter, misses the first one with 6:22 to go. He'll get another. The foul was on Jenkins, his second, fourth on the Cards as a team. Huskies have five. Hutchinson, next one, no good, missed them both. Rebound, Jenkins out of there with it. I love what Jacoby brings. I mean, just that energy, that enthusiasm.
He brings great energy. Yeah. He's just, he loves the game. You can tell that, you know, and yep. whether he's going to get, you know, he's getting some more minutes tonight maybe than he does. But yep. it doesn't matter. You can count on him to bring energy whether right. he's getting three,
Jenkins,
4 minutes
pull
a game.
Up two. Oh, off the front iron. No, Munson puts it up. No, couldn't quite go. Fighting for the rebound, Brady Paul, Connor Kalinske are there to struggle for it, and the arrow going the Cardinals' way.
And I know that Owens had a few of those putbacks tonight, but that's one he was pretty far away from the hoop. I'd yeah. like to just see him come down with it and then power it up strong.
Okay, yeah. 57-51, inside of 6 minutes now. The Cardinals were able to come from behind and win at North last month. Can they get the sweep against the Huskies? 6-point lead with under six to go. And on the far side, let me tell you, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Here comes the ball screen again. He did not use it. Shipman's playing really good defense on him. I know he has 23 points, but yeah. he's making him work for every basket.
Yeah. And now Kalinske.
Great spin move.
Down low. Connor puts it up at two for the Cardinals.
It's exactly what we're talking about. You see these young kids here in the stands today. That's you want them watching a kid like Connor Kalinske.
And now Hutchinson trying to answer Barrows. Again, North down eight. This is the biggest lead of the night for the Cardinals at eight. 59-51 with 5:20 to go in regulation. All the way to the basket. Missed shot that time by Shipman.
Both guys a little bit slow to get yeah. up on this end.
Into the forecourt, Munson. Looks at a three, gets it. Von Hayden will take the three off the rim. No good. Rebound comes away to Rupert. Is there
that would have been big if that one fell.
Is there a sense, though, would you as a coach start to say, okay, 5 minutes to go, we got an 8-point lead. We don't have to be in a hurry to get a shot off.
Yeah, I think there's that difference between you don't want to play to not
right,
lose
right.
versus just you've got momentum in play,
sure.
but you do have to be smart about your shot. And that's
right.
one of the things that we talk about is we're looking for the great shot instead of just the good one.
Full timeout, 4:47 to go. The Cards up eight. Back in a minute. This is Cardinal Hoops on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
59-51. Cardinals with an 8-point lead, 4:47 to go. All right, so Janelle Coddington, what was Jason Prue getting across there in that timeout?
Well, I think it's just what you alluded to. You want to win this game on the defensive end, so you're going to make them work for every basket that they get. You've got to box out, and you've got to know that one of the things North is going to look to do is go back to their transition game.
There's the shot, and a three-point attempt for Shipman makes it a 59-54 game. So Shipman gets...
Great backdoor cut. Ooh!
Out of bounds, the Cardinals turned it over.
It was the right read there. Brady Paul saw Munson coming back door, just wasn't able to execute. Chi-High thinks it's off North, but...
All right, so now, inside of 4.5 to play. And the Huskies, again, ton of time here. Anybody's ball game. And driving, no, missing the shot that time for
Rupert. Missed that
Rupert,
one.
Yeah, and here comes Von Hayden into the forecourt. 4:10 to play. Again, also maybe mentioning in terms of they get it to Munson. Pull-up shot on the way, off glass, no good. Rebound comes away to
here comes
the
North.
Huskies,
we got a matchup in transition. We are lucky there. They had a guy open on the block.
Not a time to go cold. And there's a good block by Kalinske down low on Brady Andrew, but they recover it and lay it up and in. The left-hander, Shipman, makes it a three-point game at 59-56.
He caught Owen standing there a little bit defensively and was able to get backdoor. Chi-High really needs a smart bucket here.
Munson falling down, puts it up and in. You called it. There it was.
Well, and Chi-High just cleared it out that time. They didn't even set any screens. They got five guys wide and let him take it.
25 for Munson. 3:25 to go. 61-56 Cards. It's crunch time all the way in, and there's the missed shot by Hutchinson, and a whistle and a foul with 3:18 to go.
They're
going to
call it before the shot on Brady Paul. They're going to call it on the ground.
Number 61-56 Cardinals, and checking out for North is Brady Andrew and Tessing Ritter in. And there's a deflection on the inbounds pass out of bounds. It's going to stay Eau Claire North. So Von Hayden, even on the inbounds.
He's getting his hands on the ball.
Dogging Tyler Barrows. Barrows has been shut out tonight, but the Huskies still within five at 61-56. He's their leading scorer, more than 16 a game. All the way to the hoop and laying it up and in, Zach Shipman.
You created by a really nice, you talk about things away from the ball. Barrow set that up for him. After he inbounded the ball, he came in and set a great ball screen.
So Barrow's still doing some important things, even though...
Things that are going to go unnoticed sometimes.
Right. Inside of 3 minutes to go now. Munson a good distance from the hoop. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Jenkins in the right wing. On top, Von Hayden. Cardinals up by three, 61-58. They beat the Huskies the first time, 61-60, January 9th, in a game here on WOGO. A fun one to go back and watch on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Jenkins on the outside.
Munson got lucky there
Jacoby
with that
Jacoby driving right baseline.
Defender, called for the charge.
Calls the charge, and Jacoby Jenkins with 2:29 to go. His third.
And that possession got a little bit sloppy there, and then Jacoby trying to just... go hard. I like him going hard to the hoop there, but you want him to jump stop and kick it out if he doesn't have. He does that 2 foot look you're looking for. You know, when you look at with Barrows not scoring, but you've got Shipman with 15 and Hutchinson with 16.
Yeah.
So other guys are stepping up for North tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, they are for sure. And so
I mean, 31 points between those two guys.
On the outside, Shipman working down low. They try to surround him defensively. For North, you know, it's just a different feel because they so often go through Barrows. There's the pull-up shot, and it's good, making it a one-point game for Owen Rupert.
And that gets him into double digits. So they got three guys in double digits. That just got Rupert to 10.
And, again, this is the 10 points for Rupert. And this is the same score Chai beat North by. So not only so, even if Von Hayden's going to miss the driving layup on
here
the left
side. Here comes North
side.
In transition. We got to hustle back. Help
Huskies
Connor
are trying to get the lead, and they got it. Zach Shippen gives him a 62-61 lead. And it
look
is
to see if Coach Pru wants
change.
A timeout yet or if he wants to play things out.
Munson on the left wing behind the three-point line. And a timeout, Jason Pru with 1:27 to go. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Wisconsin leading Michigan State 71-52 at the Kohl Center with 10:52 to go. We've got a thriller here. 62. Huskies have really surged here, Janelle, down the
we talked about the, you know, probably sound like a broken record with the game of runs, but both teams have gone on some different runs here. And if you're Chippewa right now, you have plenty of time. So you want to make sure that you're getting a smart shot. Okay, getting a good shot off, something that you're looking for. Obviously, you know, if you can find Munson outside the three-point line and you know, give him the look he likes or setting the ball screen for him and letting him take it in, and then you've got to get back on D. Miss or make, you got to get back on D. North hadn't gone so much transition, but then the last couple possessions, they were looking to push it.
So the Abes on an 8-0 run since it was 6-0 run since it was 61-56. Kalinske down low, works it on top to Brady Paul on the outside to Munson. Their leading scorer at 25 points, and he's double teamed, and now has the ball swatted.
They're going to call a foul. Yeah. North is not happy with that call.
And
I think Owen is, he got a little bit bailed out there, I'll say, because he only used one dribble. So if you're going to get that ball screen out there, you can't just use one dribble because it was a wasted dribble. Uh-huh. So lucky there, he got bailed out by the foul a little bit.
Right, 1:13 to go.
Munson. Next foul for either team is bonus.
Munson looks to get it inbounds to Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to Munson for three. A high arching shot off the front iron. No good.
Kalinske tips it to Paul.
Brady Paul gets it. Back to Von Hayden. Von Hayden now with the clock approaching a minute to go. Jenkins between the leg dribble. Top of the key. Looks for a teammate. Looks going to get a 5-second call. Gets it off to Munson. Cards are reload now. Final 50 seconds of this game. They're only down one. Kalinske on the right wing. Driving toward the basket, has it stolen away.
Stolen, and that's a
Rupert,
quick
that's a quick foul by the Cards.
It's probably not a bad quick foul there.
No.
With 45 seconds to go, it's going to put him at bonus. You might have had to foul anyway.
And that is the seventh foul, and it is for Kalinske, his third. But the Cards have struggled here offensively. Recent possessions, down one, 62-61. Huskies on a 6-0 run with the free throw shooter, Rupert. A 61% free throw shooter misses.
Great rebound there by Connor. Great box out. That's what you had to do first.
Now the foul looks brilliant because it put him to the line and they miss, and the Cards get the ball right back. Final 35 seconds. Kalinske loses the ball. Left corner, he gets it to Brady Paul. You would think Munson's your guy. Down low to Munson, cutting. Runs into the north defender, out of bounds.
Ooh, they're going to call it out of bounds on us.
Yeah.
I think
the other ref
is going to overchange it. Okay.
Yes.
And I think Coach Pru's going to maybe consider using a timeout here.
We'll see. 28
full
seconds
timeout
left. And they'll take a break, and we'll take a break as well. Back in 30, Cardinals ball, and 28 seconds, down one. You can't have any finish better than this on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Seconds to Chi-High down one. Owen Munson, their leading scorer, 25 points, but the Cards have struggled. Recent possessions, Janelle Coddington, how about it if you're Jason Pruitt? What are you saying to the team here?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to be able to get a shot off. The last couple of possessions we've turned the ball over. So, number one, you've got to make sure that whatever play is drawn up, that you take care of the ball first. Don't force anything.
Because you don't have a chance to win if you don't at least get a
shot off. Right, you got to get the shot off. So, the last couple times down, we've turned over the ball, had it stolen from us. So,
all right, here we go. The Cardinals, Grant Von Hayden to toss it in. With Kalinske and Munson, he's got Paul. Paul down low. Brady Paul gets fouled. How about that?
So I think what happened there is
37.5% from the line.
Uh-oh. Okay. So Owen Munson set that screen for Paul, and everybody's so worried about where Owen's coming off of that nobody helped. And
he is only 3 for 8 on the season from the line. First one up. Got it. Wow, that's ice in the veins for Brady Paul.
It's a good time to be 2 for 2. Eau Claire's North is gonna call a 30-second timeout here.
That is our sixth tie of the night, and we'll keep it here. We've been tied at 2, 15, 19, 32, 49, and 62. How even are these two teams?
Well, obviously, games have been down to the wire. So.
They are so even. And again, Chi-High somewhat shorthanded. No Kobe Twyman or Kale Dillenbeck. Conrad
Gebauer
tonight, but nonetheless, it's been a hard-fought battle, and boy, that was huge. So it looked like a design got it to Brady Paul down low, and didn't get the basket, but gets the foul.
Right, and again, you're gonna take that look every time if they give it to you because they're so worried about. It looked like Owen was maybe gonna come off a double screen there. So with 27 seconds to go, you know, Coach Pruitt talked about this in the pregame. I mean, this is a big spot for seeding for both of these teams.
Right.
With that coming up next
week. From the free throw line for the lead with 27.3 to go. Brady Paul, it's on the way. Off the back iron, no. Rebound, Chippewa.
Munson.
Munson's got the rebound. Cardinals have it, lost it out of bounds. Cards will keep it.
Well, now your decision too for Coach Pruitt is, are you going to take the first shot you get that you like, or do you want to just take a shot with under five so that you have a chance for an O board and you either win or go to overtime and don't even give North a chance at the ball?
I don't think you want to give North a chance.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a strategy some coaches will go by, and some coaches will say, hey, doesn't matter what time it is. If you get a good look, you take it. He does have one timeout if he needs it.
That's a good case there, too. And the inbounds pass to Von Hayden. They can go in the backcourt in the inbounds, and he does. Munson on top. Want to share. And he lost the ball. There was contact. He lost the ball. And then
and Shipman lost it out of bounds, too.
Shipman, and then it's recovered.
North is going to call timeout.
Timeout is called with 10.7 seconds to go. That was craziness, and it looked like there was contact against Munson out on top, I thought.
It did look like there was contact. The hard part about that, so far away from the ball,
right?
That tight.
So far from the hoop.
The ball so far from the hoop, that sometimes is hard to call.
Right.
And then, honestly, Shipman had a chance to walk that one in, and lucky for us, he just kind of lost control.
It was the craziness and the emotion and everything. But what I think it's, and again, they're running the clock here in the...
About 10, 11 seconds, I think, is
right,
on the
10.7. So 62-62. So North ends up with it. Chi-High then after the free throw and everything that occurred doesn't get the shot. Okay, it's all about the defense.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess based on... I'm assuming... I can't tell if the referee's going to put the ball in sideline out of bounds or underneath because the ball was flying out of bounds. He threw it back.
Right.
I'm not sure where possession was.
I'm going to guess
here.
Underneath, but we'll
I'm going to guess underneath too, but he's...
Yeah, you're right.
And maybe it is going to be a sideline.
It's going to be
so,
a sideline.
Okay. So when the ball got... when Shipman kind of threw the ball back in, it must have been just above the free throw line to keep the ball as a sideline out of bounds.
62 apiece. Could be overtime, but the Huskies ball, this is 10.7 seconds on the inbounds pass. Robert Hutchinson, he's been lethal in the second half. Jenkins,
need a big D stop here.
To get it off to Rupert.
They're going with
around on the outside to Shipman. Down low, missed shot. Fighting for the rebound. It's up.
Oh, we got fouled.
With 3.7 seconds to go. Owen Rupert, a 61% free throw shooter, gets fouled by the Cardinals.
Well, and you could see there that
Brady Paul's fourth.
And Brady's done a great job stepping into this game, playing, but you could see they were going after him. Once they switched Brady off of Hutchinson, then they've started to go to Rupert a little bit more.
Yep.
And actually, again, set up by the back screen of Barrows there.
Rupert gets two shots. First one is good. So the Cards will, if he makes it, They'll have to go the length of the floor in 3.7 seconds.
Right, and sometimes you get a timeout right away. Yeah. Sometimes you try and get it up.
There was one timeout left. Second one now. Got them both.
Time He's going to take it here.
Now, this is where I'd like the NBA rule that if you,
you can advance
you
the ball.
Half court.
Yeah,
right?
that is, and that's in college too now.
Okay.
So the college game, they do allow a certain, I don't know the exact rules on it, but.
So we might not have seen the Christian Laettner shot?
Right, no, we might not have seen that. That probably won't happen again in history, that type of thing. But so right now you've got your goal obviously is to get the ball somewhat to maybe half court-ish on that first pass, you know, get a dribble, get a ball screen, and just get a look at it. Some coaches choose to try and throw the long pass down here and see if it bobbles around and you can get a two off. But these are things you practice for at the varsity level. You practice some of these situations. And so it's probably not anything new that the guys haven't seen. It's just kind of which play do you want to go to? You usually have a couple of them here.
Well, Chahai roared from behind to win at North January 9th. And now the Huskies looking to pull one out without their leading scorer scoring at all tonight, Tyler Barrows. And now getting it in, Brady Paul, the final seconds. Here we go, 3.7.
Interesting. They're going to say that North called the timeout before they handed him the ball.
Huh. Okay. So North wanted to get a look at the way Chahai was set up. They burned the timeout, so give me the thinking there by Logan Horn.
Well, he wanted to see how we set up. Right, and he decided not to guard the ball that time. We had three guys pretty close to half court, so that gives him an idea of maybe something that defensively to not give up, like, hey, we're going to not give that up. Sometimes it forces the other coach to change their play, so we'll just see if they come out in the same set or if Coach Pru went to
right.
a different one.
That's the question for Jason Pru. Do you go ahead with the same or do you change it up?
Yeah, I mean, do you feel best with your guys?
It certainly imagines to me all about Munson. I don't think we're going to see Drew Thornton out there necessarily. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's going to be Von Hayden, Kalinske, Brady Paul, Jacoby Jenkins, and Owen Munson for the Cards. The final
and you can really get 7. Any shot. I mean, even if it's a two, it ties it up. So he doesn't have to be the three. So you just need to get, you need to, you we really need to have a solid sort of screen here. Depending on what North does defensively, it looks like now they might guard the ball. Before, they weren't going to guard the ball.
And again, we look at fouls. There's 7 fouls.
Yeah, you can't foul.
If Owen Munson gets fouled or the Cards get fouled, they go to the line for a 1-1.
So they're changing up the look. They were 3 right. across, and now they're leaving Kalinske open, which means you can...
Munson's way down on the right wing, keeping your eye on Jacoby Jenkins. Brady Paul is being covered on the inbounds pass, and he's going to get it into Von Hayden. Von Hayden across the timeline. There's the shot up by Von Hayden. It comes up short, and the Cardinals lose 64-62, and the Huskies celebrate.
Hey, I'm going to give them credit. They got a fairly decent shot off. I was surprised how relaxed North played that, really. They didn't really go up and put too much ball pressure on.
They didn't want to foul.
They didn't want to foul, yep, and I get that. But they were pretty relaxed defensively there, so.
Well, a hard-fought, thrilling game. Congratulations to Eau Claire North. They come across with the W, and they get the sweep here tonight, winning the JV game earlier and taking this one 64-62. We're back with our post game in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Oh, it's a hard-fought game. Time for the post-class post-game show on WOGO Sports. Mark Howerson and Janelle Coddington. This is the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It was a fun game to call, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great game to call. Obviously, anytime it's close like that, and I don't think any team had more than, what, an 8-point lead?
Yeah.
It was not a lot.
Chahai actually led by 8.
Was it 8?
What did I say? 59-51.
So. Yeah, so I think, you know, nobody was up more than 8 at any point. And you give both teams credit for battling back and forth. And obviously North just had that final push at the end. And really, I'm going to say, you know, we talk so much about Grant Von Hayden's defense on Tyler Barrows, and he did excellent. He shut him out again tonight, but then you look at Rupert with 10, Shipman at 15, Hutchinson at 16. Those are the best stats I have for North, and so, you know, you got three guys that put in 41 points.
Well, and as you jump into the stats, let me introduce the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in the Chippewa Falls area. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since way back in 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook.
Yeah, and like I said, I didn't keep the best of stats tonight, just kind of jumping in here. But you look at that, though, like I said, mentioned those guys from North coming really with three guys in your starting lineup in double digits. And then I believe we had Owen Munson down for 25 tonight. And so for Owen Munson to be at 25, that's you know, 7 points above his average. That's where the Cards need him to be. But I will give North credit. They shut Owen down late in the game. I think he was at 23, probably with 6 or 7 minutes to go in the game, if I'm remembering correctly. So they shut him down a little bit here in the second half. And you like the look they got there at the end. Grant got a decent shot off, just wasn't able to pull it out. But really, really hard-fought game between both these teams.
Yeah, absolutely it was. And from a turnover standpoint, I mean, again, pretty even. I don't know, what did you have in that?
Yeah, I didn't. We were pretty even to start. I think by the end of the game, I got too excited about calling the game and sitting there going, hey, where are we at?
You know, it was not a high number, but there were some key ones down the stretch. Obviously, when Chahai at one point had the rebound off the free throw and then not able to get the shot.
Yeah,
we had
three times, I believe, under 2 minutes where we turned the ball over instead of getting a shot off. And so, you know, might look at the final stat sheet and it might not be terrible in terms of total number of turnovers, but the timing of some of those turnovers late really hurt Chahai.
Post-glass post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system. After windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. So with the win, Eau Claire North goes to 4-8 in the conference and 8-12 overall. Chahai drops to 3-9 in the BRC and 4-16 on the season with 4 games to go. And we're still scheduled to bring you two of those at home against Sparta on the 23rd and at home against New Richmond on the 26th. Both of those will be after the seeding meeting, which is next Sunday. And hard to believe, girls basketball, the seeding meeting's already this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the season is flying by really fast for everyone. And you can tell that, you know, tonight is a big game for both of these teams. But there's still, like you mentioned, 4 games to go. Anything can happen. And you want to go into that seeding meeting. Probably they must have 2 games then. I'm assuming the boys have 2 games before that seeding meeting. So
they do have a couple more this
week.
Yeah,
couple more next, coming up next week before the seeding meeting. And, you know, just see what happens. And for North, you like the position. They probably are pretty excited about the position they put themselves in, especially going into that seeding meeting. I know that, you know, record-wise, we're pretty similar in the conference, but North does have that edge with just eight overall wins.
And so, again, Chaha was a little bit shorthanded tonight, but not you have to play with the guys out there, and you really couldn't see it. And hats off to all the guys. The great effort there beyond Munson. I mean, with Jenkins in the first half, it had a big three in the second half. And we saw Drew come up with a couple of big threes, Grant Von Hayden. Again, it was kind of the tables were turned just in closing here, Janelle. I mean, the fact is that North had a good size lead back at their place, and the Cards came roaring back to win it. And tonight here, Chahai did have that 8-point lead, but down the stretch, the Huskies did what they needed to pull it out.
You give the Huskies credit where you want to. Both teams played a nice game, and you give the Huskies credit. They took the ball to the basket, and they finished tonight. They had a lot of guys being able to do that for them. And as you alluded to, even though we were shorthanded, any coach is always going to tell you that, hey, next guy up or next person up for your team. But it's still hard. You know, that's that cliche we say in sports, all next person up. And I give all these guys credit who maybe don't get as many minutes tonight for the effort that they put forth. And it was an absolutely incredible game for these teams to be able to stay so close. It just, you know, Chi-High Cardinals coming up a little bit short at the end. But as you mentioned, some of those guys coming in, you really, if you're a coach, you're very excited and proud of the energy and the effort you saw from them to be put in a position, especially because it was a close game. Sometimes, you know, some of those guys who aren't in as much, the nerves get to them in a close game, and I didn't see that at all from our players tonight.
Well, as they start to dim the lights, we better go to the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. But I'm going to bid you adieu. Thank you so much, Janelle, for filling in here.
You bet.
Terrific, and certainly would love to work with you in basketball in the future.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So
have
much.
A great night.
All right. Janelle Coddington helping us out with the color and great analysis, just kind of a great teacher of the game here throughout this evening. Again, our 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Pass plays of the game. Let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. All right, well, we've got some of the highlights from tonight's broadcast. Let's give those a listen, going back to the first half. Von Hayden across the timeline for the Cards, gets it right side to Munson. He's had some two games over 30 here recently. Left-handed pass to Kalinske for two for Chippewa.
Those are good.
Yeah, looking to go and looking to get it down low, but now Hutchinson stretching it out some.
Right, which that's going to be, you know, the challenge, right? You sit there and try and defend all three levels of the game, and that's offensively what you want to be able to do. And see if Chippo can find an answer here.
Hutchinson, Munson's been shut out so far. Shipman is dogging him, and there's Jenkins for three, and he nets it for the Cardinals.
It's a great feeling coming off the bench. You get your first one to go. Really nice ball movement there by the Cardinals. Big foul for us
and
for him to be able
contact,
to have
contact, but Munson still gets the hoop. That's one of the things about basketball. The scoring gets so much focus, but nothing beats good passing, right?
100%.
And there's Munson for three. Arts the other way.
Yeah.
Munson changing gears. Goes left baseline. Loses it on the floor. Almost pulls it out of there. Looks for a teammate. Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Really nice kick out there by Connor Kalinske. Excellent. Excellent job finding his scorer on the perimeter. Both of their guys. Both of their.
Kalinske on the outside. Von Hayden, top of the key. Left wing, Stokosa got it. There it is. A great three-pointer for Brett Stokosa for the Cards.
That's what I was talking about. I've watched him play a lot of JV basketball with my son on the JV team, and Brett is definitely dangerous from the three-point line. It's a really good spark for him to get that bucket.
Some of your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports, and the Cardinals had a three-point lead at halftime. Now the second half. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Thornton off of his foot. And
I think that's going to be on Barrows.
Oh, and that's going to be his third with 13:34 left to play here at the Birdcage. On the near side, Thornton. Drew's got that three-point shooting ability. Just get him a little daylight. Von Hayden's going to take it all the way down Main Street for two.
Really nice take by Grant, and Coach Prue's going to want a timeout here.
So the Cards out of there with it now.
Thornton for
right
three.
Right side, Thornton to cut the lead in half, and he does.
That's his specialty. That's a big basket for Chi-High right there.
Driving all the way in, and the layup is good for Zach Shipman, who's been
You do want to make sure you're getting your other guys involved, and I'm sure tonight he feels a little bit pressure too.
Yeah.
With Conrad not being here tonight.
The Cardinals, Von Hayden into the forecourt. Uses that speed. Jenkins is checked back in.
Ooh, I would have liked him to see him just
take that. He'll shoot the long one and hit it. Jacoby Jenkins for three.
I would have liked him to see him take it the first time, but he likes to step back better, I guess.
Into Kalinske. Kalinske on the left block, working down low. Contact.
Ooh, they're
going to
call him
for a charge.
Offensive foul.
Yeah, Connor.
And again, he did not use it. Shipman's playing really good defense on him. I know he has 23 points, but he's making him work for every basket.
Yeah. And now Kalinske.
Great spin move.
Connor puts it up at two for the Cardinals.
It's exactly what we're talking about. You see these young kids here in the stands today. You want them watching a kid like Connor Kalinske.
Into the forecourt. 4:10 to play. Again, also maybe mentioning in terms of they get it to Munson. Pull-up shot on the way, off glass, no good. Rebound comes away to
here comes
the
North.
Huskies.
We got a matchup in transition. We are lucky there. They had a guy open on the block.
Not a time to go cold. And there's a good block by Kalinske down low on Brady Andrew, but they recover it and lay it up and in. The left-hander Shipman. So anyhow, best we can of some of the highlights, sorting through it here on WOGO Sport. Today's FiberFast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, as we mentioned, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. All right, as we wind down the post-game show, checking the WOGO Sports calendar as Chi-High loses this game tonight to Eau Claire North. And we can tell you that coming up tomorrow, it is McDonald girls basketball as the Lady Macs are at home against Cameron. That's a 6:40 pregame. 7 o'clock tip here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And then looking ahead to next week, it's hockey on Tuesday as we'll have the Chippewa Falls boys in action against the Altoona Co-op with Regis and McDonald as well. And that's a 6:40 pregame also here on WOGO Sports. For the rest of our sports, again, we'll have the seeding meeting coming Sunday for boys, for girls basketball, and be able to learn the destinations for Chi-High and McDonald girls hoops. And for McDonald, getting one more game in tomorrow before that seeding meeting taking place in terms of their position in Division 4 action. Again, Chi-High comes up on the short end in this one here tonight, and the JV game went to North as well. And as a result, Chi-High dropping to 3-9 in the conference, 4-16 on the season. North is 4-8 in the conference and 8-12 overall. And at this point, for we want to thank, we'll put a wrap here on the post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Our thanks to Janelle Coddington providing the color in this broadcast tonight. And great job. Just it's like being in basketball class, just all that she teaches and shares along the way. And also thanks to our video producer, Sam Aberley, and our radio producer, Gavin Bovey. The one thing I'm doing is extending here, aware of the fact that from a technical standpoint, we need to hit 9:06. Yeah, I'm keeping in mind of that. So my clock says it's 9:03, 9:04, but maybe with the close, we get closer to that. So, in the meantime, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? Listen to Sam Aberley tomorrow on 103.7 FM, our sister station. Yeah, WWIB.com, live streaming. I'm sure he'll be playing songs about love all day long. The greatest love, the agape love, the love of God. So you can check that out. Fill up on that love, and then you'll be able to love others properly. In fact, Sam even got complimented as maybe wearing some Valentine's attire tonight. So, Sam's ready to go, and I can understand. And so am I here as we're just doing what we can as we check that WOGO sports calendar and let you know the good stuff that is in store tomorrow night. McDonald and Cameron girls, 6:40 the pregame, and Tuesday night it's hockey postseason action. And we will get posted right away as we can. And we got it all set, ready to go. The girls playoff and the boys playoff. And we're back with more Chi High hoops coming up on February 23rd against Sparta, and February 26th, both home games against Sparta and then New Richmond. That'll be after the seeding, but before the tournament, trying to sharpen their game as best they can and hoping for the return of Conrad Gebauer from that mild concussion and some of his other teammates as well here on the Chi High side. That's going to do it for us. Again, North comes out on top, prevailing and evening this series. And Chi High drops this one, but looking to better fortunes in those remaining four games. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.